Okay, we'll go right into the incomprehensible French-Canadian song. If it looks like we're not impeccably prepared, you're wrong.
No, we are.
Actually,
we're just being flexible.
No, I have a little confession to make, which is that, what is it?
Oh, it's, you're forgiven.
It's that I had this baby a couple years ago, and ever since then, I just haven't quite gotten it back together. And I never had it back together already, but I really haven't gotten it together. So I just like you to know that Ray's part is well thought out and well rehearsed, and my part is totally off the cuff. So I was kind of thinking maybe when people came into the concert, people, you know, we could have people ask, bride or groom? You know, and then kind of the people that wanted to kind of like, you know, support me and my fuzziness could sit over here, and then the people that, you know, were more kind of needing the shaped, refined thing could sit over there. But we didn't do that.
What's she talking about?
Okay, anyway, I used to live in Quebec City, and I learned a bunch of songs there. All of you from Quebec City? And anyway, the kind of singing they do there is, for the most part, traditionally, a cappella, and a lot of it's got foot tapping with it, which is like this. You can hear that. This is where we find out everything that rattles on the stage. Okay. And it's really hard to do, they're all call response. And it's really hard to do in the United States because that audiences aren't fluent in French, usually. So, well, it's a problem, I'm telling you, sometimes. But anyway, I have this song, and actually, I don't think I've ever performed this song. So tonight I'm just doing kind of things that, I'm so tired of doing my old stuff, so I'm just doing some new ones. But this is a song that's very typically French-Canadian, meaning that in some ways it's kind of sexist. And, well, not, actually, this one isn't all that sexist. But it does kind of put down the church a little bit, the Catholic Church, because they felt very, very, actually doesn't really put down the Catholic Church. But it does have a priest who likes to look at young women. So, but it does. But it's not a big deal. But the story of the song is, here are the young women of La Rochelle, and the priest notices, my goodness, they are so pretty. And then it just turns into kind of, what is the use of being pretty? And the priest says, it's for marriage. And they say, actually, this is a very old song. So in this song, they say, marriage is slavery. And it's a better thing to remain single. So anyway, I didn't choose this song because I wanted to, like, but it's hard to find a song that's like, you know, not like that. But it's a cool song, though. I want you to sing along on part of it. And the chorus is, bon gay sur le vigne des vignes, j'ai dit bon, bon, bon sur le vigne long, which means good, good under the grapevines. Kind of. So I'll do the kind of call response stuff pretty much, but then I'd like you to sing in your best French-Canadian accent, and if this is the part that Tom likes here, everybody try that. If you have a cold, that's good. If you have a mustache, that's good. So your part is, bon gay, bon bon sous le vignolon. No wait. Bon gay sur le vigne des vignes, bon 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 sur le vignolon. I mean, just fake it. So it's bon bon gay, bon gay. Try that. Bon gay sur le vigne des vignes, bon 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 sur le vignolon,
bon 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 sur le vignolon.
All right, we don't want to over practice here. Sur le vignolon, ce sont les filles de La Rochelle sur le vignolon. tell you. I do it first, and then you do it. Bon gay sur le vin de vin, je dis bon 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 sur le vin yellow. Bon gay sur le vin de vin, je dis bon 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 sur le vin yellow. Frise la chandelle sur le vignolon. C'est monsieur le curé qui les éclaire sur le vignolon. Je t'en plein la vignolette. Gay, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, bon, bon sur le vignolon. Bon, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, bon, bon sur le vignolon. C'est monsieur le curé qui les éclaire sur le vignolon. Sculpturé qui les éclaire sur le vignolon. Il leur dit vous êtes belle sur le vignolon. J'en plaigne la vignolette. Gay, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, bon, bon sur le vignolon. Bon, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Yeah! Oh, il leur dit vous êtes belle sur le vignolon. Il leur dit vous êtes belle sur le vignolon. Ça sert-il d'être belle sur le violon quand il y a vignolette? Gay, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, bon sur le vignolon. Bon, bon, bon sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, gay sur le vignolon. Bon, bon, bon sur le vignolon. À quoi ça sert-il d'être belle sur le vignolon? À quoi ça sert-il d'être belle sur le vignolon? Ce sera pour le mariage sur le vignolon. Je t'en plains la vignolette. Gay, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, gay sur le vigne des vignes. J'ai dit bon, bon, bon le vignolon. Bon, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, bon, bon sur le vignolon. Ce sera pour le mariage sur le vignolon. Ce sera pour le mariage sur le vignolon. Le mariage c'est l'esclavage sur le vignolon. Je t'en plains la vignolette. Gay, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, bon, bon sur le vignolon. Gay, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, bon, bon sur le vignolon. Come on! Bon, bon, bon sur le vigne des vignes. J'ai dit bon, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Et bon, bon, bon sur le vignolon. Bon, gay sur le vigne des vignes. Bon, bon, bon sur le vignolon. Thank you.
doing two songs from my church repertoire tonight. That was one. And this next one is the other one. And it's a song called Between the Times. And it's a song I wrote about 1990 when my wife, Judy, got cancer. And when something like that happens in your life, suddenly you start looking at a different side of the world. The more painful side, the side of possible loss, the side of people struggling just to live. And one of the things that I found then and afterwards is that it's good to grieve together. And this is what that song is, the song is about. But mostly for me, it's a song about hope. It's a love song. Once there was a river in the valley, with water clear as crystal, casting diamonds in the sun. Now the riverbed is dry and empty, and no one knows where all the water's gone. But somewhere from the east there come the memories that weave the morning sunrise with the river's sacrifice and those who trust the movement of the centuries can still see the river flow between the times. Between the times of plenty, when the water's just a trickle in our lives, at the time that we must grieve because the words that we believe aren't coming true. What shall we do between the times? What shall we do between the times? Once there was a singer in each person, with a voice as strong as rain and thunder carried on the wind. Now the sounds we make seem so uncertain that we wonder if we'll ever sing again. But somewhere from the north there come the memories that whisper on the breeze across the lakes and through the pine, and those who trust the movement of the centuries can still hear a song to sing between the times. Between the times of plenty, when the song is just a whisper in our lives, at the time that we must grieve because the words that we believe aren't coming true. What shall we do between the times? We will look to the west and behold the holy mountain, home to the spirits of all people gone before. We will put to the test all the faith that we can count on, the strength and all the wisdom, all the hope and all the vision, all the beauty that still lives in them, who bid us walk this way once more. Once there was a road that led to freedom, where kindness walked with truth and peace, and justice led the way. Now the people look for one to lead them, as we weep to see the children go astray. But somewhere from the south there come the memories of a land with milk and honey and the promised rainbow sign, and those who trust the movement of the centuries can still walk along the road between the times. Between the times of plenty, when freedom is imprisoned in our lives, at the time that we must grieve because the words that we believe aren't coming true, what shall we do between the times? What shall we do between the times? What shall we do between the times? This is what we do between the times. We continue to write songs.
Okay, Tom, get up here with your drum. Now,
Tom's
if you want.
Three in a row.
Well, this is a song that. Is this one? Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
No.
I can't tell. Is it not?
No.
Oh.
Hello?
David, what happened? Okay. Okay. This is a song that needs no introduction. This is a song that is, I think the only other time I've ever performed it actually is probably at Holden Village, because this is a good plug. It's on my CD. But it was kind of one of those things where we kept adding all these cool tracks, and I thought I could never do this in person, because I can't sing seven voices and do all percussion and all that kind of thing. But we're going to recreate it anyway. And this is just a song that I wrote because I was frustrated with always trying to sing French-Canadian songs with people that didn't speak French. So I wrote this song in English, kind of like it. So I thought, okay, I'll write it with kind of like one genre is kind of this silly song that has a chorus that has nothing to do with the song. And this is what came out, but it didn't turn out real French-Canadian, because I'm not. And anyway, it's about going to the grocery store and what happened there. And the chorus goes, let's see. Okay, what I'll sing is a line like, "Oh, last Saturday," and you will always sing, "Move your body, move your body." Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, last Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm gonna get my little words out here. Move your body. I guess we do that twice.
Hola.
And then I'm going to sing, I went down to the something something, and you will all sing, get gat gone stack of chicken on the side. Okay, got that? Get gat gone stack of chicken on the side. I went down to the corner store. You will sing, stack of chicken on the side of the road. Stack of chicken on the side of the road. Is that a little low?
A little bit.
Okay, and then I don't want to. That's about it, right?
That's it.
Okay. You'll get into it.
It's easier than French.
Here we go. And if you want to do your little, but you don't have to, but you can. We got Greg Ramsup. He's an incredible percussionist that we're wasting at this moment. Not using enough. Okay, here we go. Oh, last Saturday, move your body. Oh, last Saturday, move your body. Well, I went down to the corner store. Get gat gone, stack of chicken on the side. I went down to the corner store. Stack of chicken on the side of the road. And when I got there, move your body. Well, when I got there, move your body. Well, I saw sights where I never seen before. Get gat gone, stack of chicken on the side. I saw sight I swear I never seen before. Stack of chicken on the side of the road. When I opened up the door, move your body. Opened up the door, move your body. Well, the whole dang place was hopping up and down. Get gat gone. Let's sing this when you hear it.
On the side.
Where the whole dang place was hopping up and down. Stack of chicken on the side of the road. Okay, we're going to speed up a little bit. All right. So you can just sing sing whatever you want. Okay. I already did that. Okay. There was a bunch of broccoli. Move your body. A bunch of broccoli. Move your body. With a gospel choir breathing fire. Get gat gone, stack of chicken on the side. A gospel choir breathing fire.
Stack of chicken on the side of the road.
And a pound of butter. Move your body. Pound of butter. Move your body. In the dairy case with a stand-up bass. Get gat gone, stack of chicken on the side. The dairy case with a stand-up bass.
Stack of chicken on the side of the road.
And that tube of toothpaste. Move your body. Tube of toothpaste. Move your body. With a long moan like a saxophone. Get gat gone, stack of chicken on the side. With a long moan like a saxophone.
Stack of chicken on the side of the road.
And the bread was singing. Move your body. Bread was singing. Move your body. You don't need no money when you got some honey. Get gat gone, stack of chicken on the side.
And need no money when you got some honey. Stack of chicken on the side of the road.
And all the canned goods. Move your body. All the canned goods. Move. Now this changes a little. Well, they were doing a slide from side to side. Giving the slip to the black bean dip. Doing the twist with a grocery list. Stack of chicken on the side of the road. And I stayed all night. Move your body. Stayed out all night. Move your body. And when I get home, I'm gonna write this poem. Get gat gone, stack of chicken on the side. When I get home, I'm gonna write this poem.
Stack of chicken on the side of the
road. I'm telling you that when I get home, I'm gonna write this poem. Get gat gone, stack of chicken on the side. And when I get home, I'm gonna write this poem. Stack of chicken on the side of the road.
go a couple more, can't we? Is that okay?
Okay, yet another sort of unprepared one. This is a fun one, though. This one kind of, this. I wish Joel Oinous were still here, because this is a Joel Oinous kind of song. It's a song about physics. It's a song about Albert Einstein, so it actually makes me think of my parents, too, because my mom said that, you know, when you were in New Jersey, wasn't Albert Einstein living there? You didn't, like, hang out with them or anything, okay, yeah. But sometimes we think Sophie looks a little bit like Albert Einstein with her hair. So, and my dad's, you know, a very smart, scientific kind of person. So, hey, it all fits. Your part is this chorus. And sorry to Albert Einstein. I didn't write this. Albert, dance around, Albert, be profound. Albert, let your hair stick up, your socks hang down. Okay, got that? Albert, dance around. Albert, be profound. Albert, let your hair stick up, your socks hang down. All right. Let your hair stick up, your socks hang down. Are you gonna? Okay, well, that's okay. You're just getting into the spirit of it, okay? So, okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it's just that. Okay, no, that's okay. That's okay. No, you can play, but it's just got some tricky parts.
Okay.
I had a frame of reference. I laid it on a fence. Along came relativity. Ain't seen the darn thing since. Ain't seen the darn thing since. Oh, you can play. She went about 100 miles. She busted through the speed of light, and she came back a child. She came back a child. Oh, Albert, dance around. Oh, Albert, dance around. Oh, Albert. The back of my own head, the back of my own head. Oh, Albert, dance around. Oh, Albert, be profound. Oh, Albert, let your hair stick up, your sock hang down. Well, a wave and a particle were walking side by side. Said one of them to the other one, which one of us am I? Which one of us am I? Oh, Albert, dance around. Oh, Albert, be profound. Oh, Albert, let your hair stick up, your socks hang down. Shout and sing. Tell me if that ain't genius, then that ain't anything. That ain't anything. Oh, Albert, dance around. Oh, Albert, be profound. Oh, Albert, let your hair sing up, your hops hang down.
Artist in residence, wonderful presence in the village, and we're going to do a song here that we hope relates to your, not only your time here tonight, but to the revolutionary activity of coming to Holden Village and relaxing. There's a lot of opposition to such things as these, both spoken and unspoken in our culture. So this is a song based on a true story. Powderhorn Park, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Dawn was breaking the dark, early morning in the park. The birds were all singing away. This walk I was taking, 'cause bad dreams had shaken my spirit, and I'd awakened dismayed. So I stopped, settled down to a spot on the ground to watch the sun welcome the day. I started feeling at ease, from my worries released, when a voice from behind me exclaimed, "Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking, this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I quick turned around to the source of this sound, these unpleasant words to my ear. It was an elderly lady thinking, maybe I should be someplace but here. Or is this what she means, that a grown man in blue jeans is probably wasting his time? Sitting this way at the start of the day, watching the sun start to climb. Haven't you anything better to do today than to sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. You know, it bothered me some to be treated kind of like a bum, greeted with such rude display. As my feelings grew caustic, my mind was at a loss to explain why I sat there this way. So I pondered the facts. Can a man ever sit and relax and still know he's okay? Or was I simply a jerk for not being at work at 6:30 a.m. on a Monday? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Oh, well, I walked home recovering, called up a brother and said, "Let's play tennis till 10. Well, our game was so splendid, when we had ended, we promised next Monday we'd do it again. And after the match, as I soaked in my bath thinking, gee, I should get to work soon, I took a sip of my tea, and then I thought of that lady, and I sat there till mid-afternoon. Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there? The
This is the best thing I've done for a while.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Linda and I are beginning tomorrow. We're guests at Holden Village, so I hope you will hold us to that commitment. And if we're running around doing too much, say, sit down, you two. Take it easy. You're on a vacation.
You're almost down here?
And we'll try to do the same for you.
Okay. So, but I think we should just do a really short rendition of this banana song.
Oh, yeah.
It's so site-specific.
Yes. Excellent. Thanks for remembering that.
Okay, we're going to try and remember this song that we wrote last year. It just fits Holden Village right here. First, it's this round that that we learned out of a book about a banana. Should we do that part?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay.
Strolling one day, I met a man. I said to him several times, in your ear, sir, is a large banana. He at last cried, I can't hear. In my ear is a large banana.
But, can you believe that's a round? Anyway, we rewrote it, and this is how it goes now.
Now, I've noticed, though, that this time at Holden Village, they don't have these signs on the wall anymore.
They're somewhere.
I haven't seen them.
Well, anyway, those of you who have been here for a while.
Really, long-termers know this. Maybe it's so ingrained in us now. It's like these...
Okay, well, we'll find out. By the size of the laugh, we'll find out how many people have seen this sign.
In Koinonia, I met a man. I said to him several times, if it's yellow, sir, then let it mellow. He at last cried with a frown, it was brown, and so I flushed it down. In Koinonia, I met a man. I said to him several times, in Koinonia, sir, then let it mellow. He at last cried with a frown, it was brown, so I flushed it down. In Koinonia, I met a man. I said to him several times, if it's yellow, sir, then let it mellow. He at last cried with a frown, it was brown, so I flushed it down. He at last cried with a frown, it was brown, so I flushed it down.
Just proves that, you know, you can't practice too much if you're going to be playing here at Holden Village. Okay. So is it the end? Kind of the end? Okay, it's the end. Well, here's a song that I've played already since I got here, but you're going to hear it again. And it also comes from Powderhorn Park, anyway, the inspiration for it, because it was written after I saw a sign in the big May Day parade. And since like 99% of you are probably from Minnesota. No. It always seems like that though, doesn't it? You might recognize the May Day parade. And if you've never been there, you need to go because it's a great, great thing. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, this has a chorus that goes like this, and we'd love to have you sing along. And this is what we hope to do all next week, right? Just notice simple things.
Brother, sister, take your time. Go slowly. Listen. Brother, sister, take your time, go slow.
listen very carefully. Simple things are holy. The shape of a cat and the smile of a stranger, a loved one asleep in no fear of danger. Oh, brother, sister, take your time, go slow. Listen very carefully. Simple things are holy. The careless glory of the young and the grace of old lovers. The trail of geese across the sky and the hawk that hovers. Apology and the welcoming pardon. The first crocus of the spring, the overflowing garden. Oh, brother, sister, take your time, go slow.
Song as you go out, a fiddle tune. Or,
Or you can stay if you want to, dance, whatever.
Okay, I just have to sing this really short song that is it's one of the only songs that I've written since Sophia was born. And when you hear it, you're going to realize what it's like. They're all about 30 seconds long, all the songs I've written since Sophie was born. But this is the one of the ones I like the best. I had to go to the mall to get my Birkenstocks fixed or something like that. I don't know. So this is what I came up with. It's kind of a ballad. Aimless wandering teenagers. Aimless wandering teenagers. Aimless wandering teenagers. Where do they come from? Where do they go?
That's good. Good. I like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, I just thought you might like that.
Do the one about gravity, though. Do it. Now we're letting our hair down. Do the one about gravity.
Gravity?
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I like that one. Okay. Well, we're starting to teach Sophie some things.
This is another song that I made up one day. You can't fall off the earth, because gravity's holding you. You can't fall off the earth, because gravity's holding you. It keeps your feet on the ground, makes the rain come down. You can't fall off the earth, because gravity's holding you.
What's our favorite one? It's a tough one. No, you sing. Oh, we got a favorite one now. I know this one.
That might wake her up, though.
Well, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, we do have this one called You Are the Pumpkin Girl.
You are the Pumpkin Girl. Yeah, that's good.
What are we going to do?
All right. Here's a couple tunes. One's called Feet to the Fire, and one is called Benton's Dream. Is this going to be high enough here? Oh, yeah, it's okay. It'll be okay. And please, dance your way out. One. Two.
Thanks very much.